1. Get real. What we need to know about sex. In our sexually explicit society, it seems almost inconceivable that anyone could be uninformed about sex. Yet we run into that problem all the time. In the 1,000-plus couples we've counseled in the past 25 years at Marble Retreat in Marble, Colorado, we have found a disturbing number of struggles in the area of sexuality. Indeed, 46% of those surveyed in our work indicated problems with sex. Most married adults have a basic knowledge of the anatomy and physiology of the reproductive system, but that's about as far as their knowledge goes. Wives and husbands know they react differently to sexual drive and stimulation, and that their sex drives vary, but they don't understand the intricacies of their two very different systems. For example, most women don't realize testosterone creates a physiological drive in their husbands that demands expression every few days. Without that kind of hormonal insistence, women have less physical drive for sexual release. Rather, what they crave is the relational closeness that leads to sexual intimacy. Likewise, many husbands assume their wives will get aroused and reach climax as quickly as they do. But most women are only in the early arousal stage when their husbands achieve orgasm. So a wife feels cheated when her husband falls asleep just when she's getting interested. And a husband feels inadequate as a lover because he has failed to bring his wife to orgasm. Lack of knowledge about technique is only one kind of ignorance. Another has to do with expectations. Where did you get your ideas about a normal sex life? Probably by picking it up here and there, from movies, romance novels, a college roommate, or a sex manual. But did you ever talk about these expectations, ideas, and beliefs with your spouse? For many couples, sexual expression has narrow boundaries. They think intercourse should take place only in bed, in the dark, under a sheet. A couple can certainly find intense pleasure and oneness with this routine, but a few variations could substantially improve the experience for a lifetime. That's what we'd like to do for you in this book. Take the covers off the whole subject of sex. We'll explore different areas of sexuality together, answer questions, and help you and your spouse move toward a healthier, more robust appreciation for each other as sexual beings created to pleasure and enjoy each other. Mary and Bill, what they wish they'd known. Mary and Bill have been married for 21 years. They were leaders in church staff positions, and their moral principles were beyond reproach. They were committed to fidelity. The problem was that Mary had never experienced an orgasm. She had sex with her husband only because it was her duty. Bill had always been troubled by his wife's lack of enthusiasm in lovemaking, but he had no idea she had never had an orgasm. During counseling, we explored this couple's sexual history. Bill and Mary were astonished by the discoveries they began to make about each other. Bill found that Mary secretly wondered what was missing in their lovemaking and was eager to explore her own sexual responses. Mary learned that Bill was not an oversexed pervert. Rather, he had a normal male libido and normal male ignorance about a female's sexual needs. For years, fearfulness and...